Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Well, it took just 40 minutes on the final day, what turned out to be the final day, as India concluded a comprehensive 372-run victory over New Zealand, bowling them out for 167, with Jayant Yadav, the off-spinner, taking 4 for 49, and Ard Ashwin, the off-spinner, taking 4 for 34 to add to his 4 for 8 in the first innings. And India have done what we expected them to do, and they've done it as clinically and comprehensively on the fourth morning. It really was India's test match right from the very first moment that they made 325 and then bowled New Zealand out for just 62. There was no way back for the tourists after that. After heroically saving the first test match in Kanpur, they were comprehensively put away by the hosts. India made 276 for 7. In their second innings, leaving New Zealand with a theoretical target of 540. They were never going to score those runs. They did well to survive, in fact, until the fourth morning, but bowled out for 167, and India concluding their biggest win by runs in their test history, 372 of them. And India now prepare themselves for a big tour of South Africa, while New Zealand prepare themselves for an almost equally big journey home. 48 hours of travel and then 7 days of isolation before they regather for their home season. Abhishek Jhunjhunwala was... let's talk about this test match initially before we reflect on the two-match series. India are very, very hard to beat at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai.
Yeah, I think they're very hard to beat in India in itself, but especially in Mumbai. Just because of the nature of the pitch, it's a pretty good pitch in the first couple of days as a batting unit. So if you win the toss, you've got a great opportunity to put in a big total. But from day three onwards, it's a very, very hard pitch if you're a touring side, because the ball does start turning a lot. And as we discussed earlier, it just doesn't turn. It turns very sharply. So it makes life very, very hard for the batters. And India, I don't think they lose many test matches in Wankhede. So... And they played in Wankhede after a long time as well. So they wanted to make sure that they win the series by winning this test match. And they did it in style.
Steve Harmison, we've enjoyed the series very much indeed. I'm going to talk about it as a whole in just a moment or two. But New Zealand just had no answers, did they, in the second test match after that heroic save at Kanpur?
I think Kanpur took a lot out of New Zealand, both physically and, for me, mentally. I think the seamers, Southey and Jameson, looked as though they'd had a long old test match in Kanpur. And I think it was just that one bridge a little bit too far for New Zealand in these, you know, tough conditions, which were going to be the heat, the humidity, and, you know, once the surface got to a point where it was going to start turning, it was Ragging Square. Ashwin and Axar Patel, especially on first innings, and then obviously Yadav in the second innings, it was always going to be difficult for New Zealand. But I think they've done some very, very good things on this tour. I think they can be proud of the way they've played, and all for one innings when they got bowled out for 62. They've accounted themselves very, very well in, you know, tough conditions.
Jared Kimber was calling the game alongside me. Let's rewind. We're going to celebrate Ajaz Patel's extraordinary performance. Only the third time in history that a bowler has taken all 10 wickets in an innings. But just rewind and give us your thoughts and reflections on the Kanpur Test match, the save, and of course the debut that we'll not forget of Shreyas Iyer.
Yeah, I mean, Shreyas Iyer was incredible, wasn't he? Indian fans, well, Mumbai fans, have been asking for him to be in the team for quite some time. We know what he can do in India. We still don't know what is going to happen outside of India, but with that kind of batting talent, it's exciting to see how it might translate internationally. But he was just in complete control. I think he had, what, about 20 minutes where he looked completely at sea, and then the first innings he made the 100, but I was actually more impressed by how he batted in the second innings when India were actually stuttering, if you remember, Manners, there. It wasn't a particularly good innings by them, and he held them together, and he was so in control, and I don't think you see too many players in their first test look like that. So it was huge. I think the other thing we learned from Kanpur is that New Zealand were going to have to rely pretty heavily on their seam bowlers in Asia again. And, you know, it worked in Kanpur, and it probably didn't work in the second test. And in some ways, that's maybe the difference between the two sides.
Let's remind ourselves of just how well Shreyas Iyer batted. In that second innings, he was at one point, India were 51 for 5, leading by just 100. Effectively, 100 for 5 and in trouble. And that's why Jared and I and all of us were so impressed with the way he batted in the second innings. He is so, so good on the offside, particularly behind square. And back of the length, a little bit of width outside the off stump, and just delightfully put away by Shreyas Iyer. Third boundary of the morning for Shreyas Iyer, and make it four, because that's overpitched outside the off stump. Talked about how good he is behind square on the offside. How about the cover drive in front of square for four?
Shreyas Iyer has come back for his second run. First test, first 100. What a start.
Steve Harmison, there was speculation as to whose place Shreyas Iyer might take if he stays in the team. Would it be Chiteshwar Pujara or Ajinkya Rahane? But do you think he has now made himself... I mean, Ajinkya Rahane and Chiteshwar Pujara are both going, along with Virat Kohli, to South Africa. But has Shreyas Iyer made himself undroppable for the moment?
I think he has. I think he has. But you can never second guess what Virat Kohli's thinking, along with the other selection panel. You know, we couldn't believe that R. Ashwin wasn't involved in the England series. You know, a man who's probably the best off-spin bowler in world cricket. He hardly played any cricket against England when that was around. So you can never second guess what Virat or what the Indian cricket team selection is going to do. But I can't believe that they'll not pick Shreyas Iyer in South Africa for that first Test match on his performances in this series. But like I said before, it just seems that this Indian selection group want to keep Ajinkya Rahane and Pujara not only in the squad but actually in the team. So for me, I would pick Shreyas Iyer. I would have left them both out of this game. I probably would have played Suryakumar Yadav to give him a go to show him what international cricket is, just in case he does have to play in South Africa. But you know, what Virat wants, Virat gets, and at the minute he seems to want Rahane and Pujara in his side.
Abhishek Jhunjhunwala, he kind of like seems to be like the band leader who wants to keep the band together for this tour to South Africa, Virat Kohli. I mean, they've done some incredible things. They've won twice in Australia, in many ways in Test cricket he regards the tour to South Africa and winning in South Africa as the last hurdle, the last mountain in a long range, and I get the impression he wants to keep the band together for this last journey.
Yeah, you would think so, because the way Rahane and Pujara has performed over the last couple of years. We have seen some very, very good innings. Even in England, they played some very good innings at the Oval in Lords where the team needed them. They both stuck there and played some good innings, but they've had far too many failures. And I think there have been a discussion going on for the last couple of years about dropping both of them. But for some reason, as Hami was saying, the team management really loves both of them. And yes, they've been wonderful ambassadors for the game for India over the years. They've done exceptionally well, both at home and away. And probably that's one of the main reasons they're showing so much faith in both of them. And again, Rahul Dravid and this current team management also has spoken very highly about both of them. So I think, as Hami said, they should have had a look at Surya Kumar Yadav and see what he could do in the second test. But again, they went with Pujara. So I don't think, if they're taking both of them to South Africa, I think they're going to get the first opportunity. Yeah, it'll be very disappointing if Shreyas Iyer doesn't feature in the first 11, in the playing 11 in the first game. But just because of their seniority and what they have done in the past, I think, and also because they're traveling, I don't think they will be dropped in the first test match. I think they're going to still go with them and show some more faith in them.
Let's now hear from two Indian players. The man of the moment on the fourth morning to clinch the series was Jayant Yadav, the third spinner, if you like, in the Indian team, the second off spinner. He took four of the last five wickets to finish with 4 for 49. And in a bigger picture, the man of the series, Shreyas Iyer, becoming the first Indian to score 100 and a 50 on Test debut. They spoke after the Test match.
As you could see, the difference between yesterday evening, afternoon and today morning, there was a much more bite and we just had to bowl consistently good areas.
Shreyas, first of all, happy birthday for today. You must have enjoyed this series and obviously making 100 on debut.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a memorable series for me. A great first match to remember forever. And yesterday while leaving the stadium, Rahul sir and Virat Bhai, all of us, we left together and we were seeing the Hall of Fame board over there. And my name is going to come over, so I'm really proud about that.
Yeah, looking ahead for, you know, and future tours, you must feel like you're now cemented a position in the team.
I'm not really thinking about that because we've got so much competition and also so many, you know, players who are in really good form. So my job is just to be consistent and whenever I get an opportunity, see to it that I seize the moment.
Giant, you seem to enjoy playing on this ground. Test 100 on here and four wickets this morning.
Yeah, I think Wankhede and Mumbai, the city, have special memories. And as you said, definitely, the last test I played Wankhede, I got 100 and this missed on a fiver, but helped the team's cause.
Giant, well bowled today. Sharing a change room with Ravichandran Ashwin, you must be talking a lot about how to get batsmen out and stuff like that.
Yes, sir. Actually, it's very, very, very useful to, you know, feed off his mind. He thinks for the game in a different way. I think we should always pick on the thinking brains and trying to adapt it to our game. And I think it's a great learning curve for me.
Shreyas, you've been now involved with Rahul Dravid. What is he like now? You've had a couple of test matches, T20s. Tell us, what's he been talking to you about?
First of all, he's really good in giving you confidence. When I came into the team, and we started off from India A, and over there, we really gelled on pretty well. And the same shifted when we joined the Indian team. He's really good in his work ethics and his, player management still stuff is amazing. So I'm really happy working around with him, and also he's always ready to brainstorm anytime, you know, whenever we require as a player, and even outside the field, it's really great to chat with him and feed off his mind.
Let's rewind again just quickly to Kanpur. It was, a draw can be exciting in any sport, but a good draw in Test match cricket is absolutely riveting. And there were 50 balls remaining when Ajaz Patel strolled out to the middle to join 22-year-old debutant Rachin Ravindra, and nobody gave them a chance, really. 8.2 overs might have, it felt like a session. But as Jared Kimber reminds us, it was very, very exciting. Let's remind ourselves.
That's it. They've called it. The New Zealanders are walking off. That is the end of the game. It looked like they were going to go for one more, but Nitin Menon has said no. One of the world's best umpires has had a look. He's currently arguing with Ajinkya Rahane. You can argue all you want. You cannot argue with the sun or the lack of. That is it, Steve Harmison. Game over. New Zealand have done it. I cannot believe it.
I think what we have to remember, Abhishek, is that actually India did really well without four or five or even six first-choice players. You know, that the pitch didn't deteriorate as we expected. We spent 4 days saying, oh, this game's going to accelerate very soon. Soon there'll be a clattering of wickets. But it never materialised. And, you know, there were a lot of people that justifiably said, that's why New Zealand are worthy World Test champions. Yeah, they showed a great deal of character and spirit.
And they always do, again, in the World Test Championship as well. They played a perfect cricket. And again, in that test match, in the first test match in Kanpur, you saw the resilience from all their players. And it's just about it. The most important thing in that test match was batting time. And most of their players, if you see the number of deliveries they faced on that day, they worked really, really hard. Like Kyle Jameson got 23 of 75 deliveries. And William Somerville batted 52 deliveries for his six. So, and the most crucial thing was to just take the time out so that India can't get all those 10 wickets. And all their players, they fought, and they fought really, really hard. And that's what you expect from New Zealand. That's what they do. And that's the reason, not just in Test cricket, in every ICC event, they're among the top four teams. And no one gives them a chance initially, but they're always there and there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What?
Steve Harmison, Ajaz Patel announced himself to those who were unfamiliar with him, with his batting heroics at number 11. But, of course, fast forward a week, and there was it was his dream return to the city of his birth, which he left at the age of six. He spoke in very modest terms before the Test match about hopefully making an impact. And he said, who knows, maybe even getting a place on the honours board. Well, he did that in dramatic style, didn't he?
He did. It was beautiful cricket. It was fantastic. You know, the whole fairy tale story of going back, like you say, to the place of his birth. You know, understanding that Mumbai is part of his, obviously part of his history. And even more so now with what he achieved. It just seemed that it was creeping up on us. He got to three, and then he got to five, and he got his sixth wicket, and you're thinking, ooh, this might just happen. Surely it can't. And then when he gets, I think he got Axar Patel, the DRS referral to get rid of Axar Patel, not playing a shot, I think was the one when I thought, yes, this is on now. You can always, you know, throw in a tail end run out, which you've got no control on whatsoever, But Will Somerville bowling at the other end looked as though he could have bowled for another 6 weeks and he still wouldn't have gotten a wicket. And, you know, the way Ajaz Patel finished it off. And it was called beautifully by Jared. It was brilliant. The way Jared called it was fantastic. Great bit of commentary. And I go back to something that Joe Root said a few months ago on interview. He said that moment when you score a Test match 100, when you know before anybody else, when you hit that ball in the middle of your bat and you know that ball before anybody else, and that's your Test match 100. Well, when Mohammad Siraj picked his bat up and he made contact with the ball, that feeling of Ajaz Patel, I don't think he could bottle that. It must have been unbelievable going up in the air. And then when it was caught and it was ticking, you know, the realisation of 10 wickets in an innings, third time in the history of our great game, is something that dreams can only be, you know, be met of.
10 for 119, and then, of course, a match haul of 14 for 225, the second best ever in the history of New Zealand Test cricket. Let's remind ourselves, though, of that memorable first innings.
First court, doesn't matter. Shubman Gill has pushed the ball outside of thump, got a nice edge, carried beautifully to Ross Taylor, and he's bowled him! He's bowled to Cheswar Pujara. He's come down the wicket. This is a chance of an LBW here. And he's given it. He has. He's come forward, bat and pad. It's beaten him on the inside part of the bat. Virat Kohli is out. You're going to be hearing about this for a long time. Oh, there's an edge. This could be out. This is out, Harmy. He's got an inside edge. Oh. He's come forward to defend this. He's got a little nick onto his pad. And somehow it's just bobbled up as gently as you will ever see to Tom Blundell, who was very quick in this. Shreyas Iyer is gone.
Patel. Oh, there's a big appeal for leg before wicket. Up goes the finger. I think it went straight on with the arm. There was no turn. Saha's been completely done there. Bowled him first ball. Ashwin, he's gone first ball. It's pitched middle. It's hit the top of off. It's another absolute beauty. Oh, and now he's beaten by an absolute beauty. And he's not just beaten, he's got an edge to it. It's taken behind by Tom Blundell.
The left-handed Akshar facing up again. This one comes back. They're appealing for an LBW. Oh,
wicket checking.
That is out.
Going back to Anil.
That is out. Brilliant review by New Zealand. And he comes down the wicket to Shreyas Yadav. There's a long off in place. I tell you what, there's a long off right in place. Rachin Ravindra barely had to move. Took a couple of steps back and caught that, and we now have 9 wickets to Ajaz Patel. 9 for 115.
Ajaz Patel.
And again, there's a slope. This is straight up in the air. This has to be caught. Is there someone under it? It is. It's out. Ajaz Patel of New Zealand has taken 10 wickets in a test match.
And we'll never forget it. It happens statistically around every 800 test matches. This was Test Match 2,438, and only the third time a man has taken 10 wickets. So, all round, it's a series that Ajaz Patel will never, ever forget. And a very impressive debut series as well for Rachin Ravindra, who was there at the end with him, saving the Kanpur Test Match, and also took a couple of catches in his tenfer. Afterwards, the two of them spoke to us.
It's a very special occasion for me and my family, and you know, to be able to do that over here in Mumbai is very, very special. A lot of hard work's gone into, you know, being able to put myself in that position, so to be able to do it out here in Mumbai is very special.
How do you feel now? Obviously a lot of overs, you must be feeling a little bit sore.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I'm a bit knackered, but I've got plenty of time in isolation to recover.
Rachin, obviously, you know, a start. You must have enjoyed these first couple of test matches, and also to be bowling left on spin against the history maker on your left hand side.
Yeah, like I think it's amazing to be able to share ends with this great man next to me. But it's amazing to learn from him and see what he did in the first innings was something incredible, and I don't think we'll see for a very long time.
Come on, then, tell us. The ball's in the air. 10th catch. You're underneath it. Seriously, how did you feel? Did you actually think this is history?
It was probably the most nervous I've ever been. To be honest, all credit goes to Jazzy. He took all 10, which is odd, like I said before, and crazy. But it was just when the ball was up in the air, I could see my teammates sort of celebrating. I was like, oh my god, pressure is on here.
come back to you, Jazz. Obviously, you know, you go back now, you're playing Bangladesh in the next one. It's just going to be so different, isn't it? You know, different conditions as well. Normally, there's a little bit more grass on the wicket in New Zealand, so maybe you have to bowl a little bit different.
Yeah, certainly different challenges back home, and I think that's the beauty about spin bowling is, or any kind of cricket around the world at the moment, is you go everywhere and it's different conditions and you're challenged differently. So it's just about adapting to the surface in front of you and, you know, changing your game plan accordingly. So different role at home, but I've thoroughly enjoyed the one in India.
Abhishek, New Zealand cricket's in good hands, isn't it, with Ajaz Patel? I mean, they've got a couple of very good spinners. He's the man in possession at the moment. But also, Rachin Ravindra has impressed you on debut.
Yeah, he's been brilliant with the bat and with the ball. I think he's got a lot of potential with the ball as well. And he's still very, very young. And we've seen that spinners take a bit more time to mature over the years. And the more he plays abroad, the more he plays in countries like India, when he tours England, he'll understand how to bowl in different conditions, to vary his pace, vary his length in line to different conditions. And again, he was very, very impressive in the second innings. He got his first test wicket and then ended up with three wickets. So I think he's one for the future. And with both these spinners in the team now, New Zealand obviously got their spin covered. And if they can find another off spinner, that'll be great. But even if they don't, both these left arm spinners can do the job for them. But Ajaz Patel, he's just been terrific. To pick up 10 wickets, I mean, it's not just about the 10 wickets. It's about the way he bowled. It's not that the batters gifted him those 10 wickets. He took all those 10 wickets. He made the batter's life very, very difficult out there in the middle. And we're not talking about bowling against players who can't play spin. These are some of the best players of spin in the world. And to make their life so difficult in their home turf is something incredible.
Steve Harmison, when this happens, so a bowler takes 10 wickets, you know, you tend to think, well, there must have been some luck. I mean, there must have been a couple of drop catches at the other end. But as Abhishek says, you know, it wasn't until that 10th wicket, that was the only one that was caught, other than by the keeper or at slip. There were LBW, bowled, or caught in the cordon. I mean, he owned the first 9 wickets, and then until number 11 slogged one up in the air to give him all 10. There was no luck involved, really.
No, it wasn't. He bowled beautifully, and I think the concentration, the amount of energy he had to use, and, you know, stamina, 48.2 overs. Like you said, he's had to work very, very hard to get them 10 wickets, and some of them were absolute beauties. It was a first innings tenfer, not a second innings tenfer, which makes it even more special when you've been asked to field first after losing the toss. So, no, I think all the plaudits that come Ajaz Patel's way, he really deserves them. And in the history of the game, it tells you it's only happened twice before, you know, the 100 million years you've been commentating on the game. This is an unbelievable achievement, and one that I'm quite proud to say I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day of the test match to not only to witness it, but to call it as well.
Rahul Dravid, who was making his debut as head coach of India, having taken over from Ravi Shastri, it's questionable how much a head coach has got to do, how far his responsibilities extend, particularly with Virat Kohli as captain. But these are Rahul Dravid's thoughts after the series.
Yeah, it was good to finish the test series. It's good to be able to win the series. Obviously came very close in Kanpur, not able to get that last wicket over there and had to work really hard for it here. To be fair, we've had to work really hard. I know this result seems a little bit one-sided, but right through the series, we've been made to work hard, and it hasn't come easy. And there have been phases in the game where we've been behind and we've had to fight back. So really credit to the team that they've been able to pull themselves out of difficult situations right through the series.
You must be delighted with the younger players, or players that have not been perhaps in the side as much, who have come in and performed. I'm thinking Shreyas Iyer, Maya Kangalwal, who's come back in and scored a big 150 here. That must delight you, one, as a coach, but two, as a former batsman as well.
Yeah, no, it's just great to see the boys stepping up, taking the opportunities. Obviously, we were missing a few of our sort of if you can call them senior players or more experienced players in this series. But, you know, credit to the boys who've come in. I mean, even today, young Jayant Yadav really came in and had a slightly difficult day yesterday, but really stepped up today and learned from yesterday and bowled much better lengths. So, you know, those are great signs for us to see a lot of these younger boys, like you mentioned, Shreyas, Mayank, Siraj in the first innings. Again, doesn't get a lot of opportunities continuously to play for us. So just phenomenal. Akshar Patel as well, right through the series. You know, it's lovely to see his development as a, you know, with the bat as well, apart from what he can do with the ball. So, yeah, been a lot of little things right through the series that we can take a lot of heart from, a lot of you know, a lot of confidence from, and it's just nice to see that the depth that we've got and just gives us a lot more options in the future as well. And obviously when the experience and senior guys come back, it certainly helps us you know, become a stronger side.
Rahul, congratulations for both the wins.
Thank you.
Were there any sort of discussions about the follow-on at all?
No, not really. I mean, we knew we had a lot of time left in the game, so we didn't really think about it too much. Also from the perspective of, you know, I think there are a lot of young batsmen in our side, and we just wanted to ensure that, you know, they get opportunities to bat on conditions like this. You know, coming to Mumbai, playing on a red soil wicket, which has turn and bounce, we knew we might find ourselves in situations in the future where we might need to force the pace on the fourth day or the fifth day of the game with a turning ball. You know, it was just good to see them being tested as well. You know, yesterday, Tim Saudi and Kyle Jameson testing the boys with some short pitch bowling, things that we might experience in when we play other test matches as well. So just a great opportunity for us because we had the time and the luxury of being able to do it, just to give the guys a bit more practice in the middle on, you know, conditions that even we in India, with, you know, don't get the opportunity to play that much on red soil wickets and with wickets with this kind of bounce. So, yeah, it was just a great opportunity for us to be able to help in the development of our players and to give them just a bit more opportunities. And we knew we had the time enough to get them out. You know, we still have a lot of time left. You know,
absolutely. Just looking ahead, and obviously a tour coming up against South Africa. There's going to be a few headaches selection-wise, but that's probably, in some ways, that's a nice thing to have, that there's so many players pushing for starting 11 and for to be in the squad.
Yeah, it's a very good situation to be in. Obviously, had a few injuries in the lead-up to this game as well. That's something that we need to manage. Very conscious of the fact that, you know, we're going to have to manage our players. They've been playing a lot of cricket, a lot of them. So managing them physically, mentally is going to be, you know, a large part of my challenge or the challenge of the selectors and the leadership group. We're going to have to manage that and see how we can ensure that we try and get our best 11, you know, especially for test matches when we are playing abroad, if we can manage that. But yeah, it's a good headache to have. It's nice to see the depth in the squad, like you guys asked me earlier. Just nice to see a lot of young boys come through, perform well in whatever disciplines that we've given them the opportunity. There's great depth in the squad. There's a great desire to do well. And everyone's pushing each other, and there's a lot of challenge in the squad. So that's really nice to see. And good headaches to have. And I just hope that we have more headaches like that. And at times we might have to take difficult decisions. And that's just the way it is sometimes. And as long as we have clear communication with the players and we're explaining to them the reasons why, then I don't really see it as a problem.
Abhishek Jhunjhunwala and Jared Kimber, do India have enough, Abhishek? Do they have enough depth and ability to cope with South Africa in South African conditions? I think they go as marginal favourites because they were so close to winning 4 years ago. But they, you know, they've got to cope with Centurion Park and the Wanderers before they move down to Newlands for the third test match. Very fast, bouncy, seeming wickets. How do you see that series going?
Yeah, I think India has a great opportunity. And if you look at the recent performance from India, even in Australia, you get fast, bouncy pitches. And they've done exceptionally well without some of their best players. And now they have the full squad available. I think what India has done really well in the last few years that they've got a brilliant fast bowling unit, which was lacking for a long, long time. I probably see this one of the best fast bowling unit India ever had. So South Africa will also be a bit wary about that. They're not going to give them green pitches. I'm hoping that, because then India can cause a lot of damage with the fast bowling unit and batting wise as well. I think there is a bit of concern in the middle order, but the top order is pretty much sorted with KL Rahul and Rohit Sharma. I don't know if Mayank Agarwal is going to get a game initially. But again, as I said, there is an opportunity maybe for him in the middle order as well if India want to try somebody else, if no one else is performing. But given the team, given the day they toured England, they toured Australia, I think they have a great opportunity here.
Yeah, look, I think they can win tests. Whether they win the series or not is interesting. I think you're probably right to say that they're mild favourites, but they're not kind of a complete team with the way that they've been playing of recent times. We don't know how some of these younger guys are going to go in these other conditions. As you're more than aware, Manus, South Africa is not a complete team either. So it's a little bit like, in some ways, it's a little bit like the Ashes. If you know, you've got two flawed teams with a lot of skill going up against each other, and it might just be how it comes out. But for India, they don't need to win the series. They just need to split the series, you know, win some matches for the World Test Championship. They're well, them and Pakistan, I picked them beforehand to make the finals. They're both looking like they're on their way there already.
Steve Harmison, cricket coming up for New Zealand after their long journey home is against Bangladesh. We expect them to be far too strong in home conditions for Bangladesh. But India, South Africa, and also we'd like to hear your thoughts on the Ashes, which starts in a couple of days.
I think what's been said is spot on about the India series. My only thing with India, wherever the player around the world is, comes down to their team selection could be the hardest thing from India's point of view. And it's sometimes they go into test match series and especially the first test match and pick what to the outsiders would be the wrong side. For me, picking Pujara and Rahane to go on that tour, but to pick them in the first test match for me would be the wrong side, especially the way Mayank Agarwal and Suresh Iyer have performed in this series. But the old guard will probably play. New Zealand will be too strong for Bangladesh in the home conditions, even though Bangladesh have made huge strides and improvements. In the Ashes, well, I've just seen the wicket, a picture of the wicket at the Gabba. It looks like a green seamer that you would get in early April in English conditions. I'm sure that green grass will come off. And it'll be interesting to see what England's side will be. I don't think Anderson will play. I think I would play Wokes, Robinson, Broad and Wood, four seamers. But one of them will probably miss out because Leach will play. And it's about top order runs for me. I think England have gone to Australia in the past and won, I think, twice in the last 30, 40 years. And it's largely down to top order runs. Chris Broad in 86-7, Alistair Cook, Sir Andrew Strauss, and Jonathan Trott in 10-11. And it's got to be 1-2-3 of this England side if they want to stand any chance of winning the series, of winning the Ashes. Like Jared said, I don't think it's as high as skill level when it comes to team selection point of view. I don't think they're the best teams that have gone head-to-head in the Ashes. But I think both sides have got similar frailties, which is, in the batting department. And I think the ones that scores the most top order runs, for me, will win the Ashes.
For it. Just before we listen to the highlights of this fourth and final morning and India's victory, Steve Harmison, I have to ask you a completely unrelated question. But it does look like our dearly beloved colleague, Darren Goff, has... Your thoughts?
My thoughts are... Good for him. Good on him. I think the hand grenade, I don't think he's got one hand on it. I think he's got both hands and feet on the hand grenade. Is there anybody better to go in and try and rebuild the ship, steady the ship and rebuild it? I don't think there is anybody else. I spoke to Darren a couple of weeks ago about what potentially could be on offer at Yorkshire. When it was first sounded to him, the enthusiasm that Darren has for the game, well, we've just got to listen to him on our commentary with TalkSport and when he's doing his day job, whether it's on breakfast, on drive. There's nobody better. I would trust Goffey with my life because he is such a nice, genuine person who cares about what he's doing. And I think if Yorkshire do appoint him, which looks like it does, then I think he's got a hard job in his hands to steady his ship. I think for the next 3 to 5 years, Yorkshire will have to rebuild not only financially, but to get themselves back into the higher end of English cricket will be tough. But the big thing that Yorkshire have got, they've got a huge community of pool of players. And if that is done properly, enhance, and they bring it in the correct manner, then I'm sure Darren will do a good job. But it's a job. I'm not sure I'd be too happily, you know, put my hat in the ring for at this minute in time, because it just seems as though it's I think there's still a little bit more to come from Yorkshire yet.
Yeah, it's a massive mountain to climb. It was a much smaller mountain to climb on the fourth morning for India when New Zealand resumed at 140 for five, needing a nominal 540 for victory. They weren't going to score the extra 400 with only five wickets in hand and 2 days to go. This is how India wrapped up victory by 372 runs. Sweep shot now from Henry Nicholls, and he's hit it really, really well. He's got four runs behind square on the leg side. That's a sweep shot off a bottom edge, and it's four more. Well, these are all welcome runs gathered into the career record of both players. Rachin Ravindra is 18 now. He started on two. He's caught at second slip. Pujara takes the catch. It is just a matter of time. I mean, and that was as perfect, as classic as you can get for an off-spinner to a left-hander. Oh, that's very well bowled. It's an inside edge, and it's well taken by Saha. Kyle Jameson is looking very confused. I get the feeling Tim Southee isn't going to last long. He's bowled.
Your impression was absolutely right. I can tell you now, the second ball, he stepped out and tried to go for a big hoink, a slog. The ball hitting his pad and ricocheted onto the stumps, and Tim Southee is back in the hut.
And it comes in, and that's why he's out. Inside edge, might have flicked the pad on the way through, but it's gone straight to short square leg, I'm calling him. And he's out, caught at the wicket. Giant Yadav taking the inside edge of Will Somerville. Oh, and he's out. He's stumped. That's it. India defeat New Zealand in this test match and this series. It was a beautiful ball by Ashwin. He tossed it up. There wasn't much Henry Nicholls could do. He decided that he might as well hit out with Ajaz Patel at the other end. He's come down the wicket. He swiped at the ball. And Ridhwan Saha, who has missed quite a few stumpings, does not miss this one. It is beautiful.
Our Ashwin, who has been absolutely beautiful in this series. He's bowled magnificent. And that's it. Game over. New Zealand will be disappointed at the outcome of this test match.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.